Hi, everybody. It is Carissa, and you are listening to After Class with Carissa. That's me. I'm your host. It is Monday, October 30th at 10:01. So tonight is Taylor Swift night. I am so, so excited. It is also my mom's birthday today, and I was talking to my sister yesterday, and I needed some ideas for today's show, and she was like, you could do Taylor Swift because you love Taylor Swift, and you could do Harry Potter, or you could like mix the two of those. And I chose to do Taylor because my mom is an active hater of Harry Potter, and it is her birthday, so I thought it would be nice. We are listening to Taylor today. So before we get into that, I'm going to do like a brief recap of Halloween because that just happened. And it's going to be super brief because we have a lot of material to cover today. I'm super excited. So I went out on Friday night and Saturday night with some friends. On Friday, I dressed up as Alice from Don't Worry, Darling. That's like the movie. She's Florence Pugh. It's the movie with Florence Pugh and Harry Styles. It is such a good movie, and oh my goodness, my mom says thank you, and I basically had a white dress that I completely, like, stained with red lipstick, and it looked really cool, like, it was convincing, but I'm a brunette, so it wasn't, like, completely accurate. I wasn't gonna buy a wig, but so the dress was stained with red lipstick, and I got the red, like, it went all over the entire dress. So the white dress was like pink by the end of the night, and it was all over my arms. So my arms were stained pink too, which was like, it was a little bit annoying, but I mean, the costume was cute. So that one was good. And then on Saturday night, I went out as a cat with two of my friends. We were all cats. We just did like eyeliner. We were like all black, and then we did like cat ears and cat whiskers with eyeliner, and it was really cute. And then I had like a house council meeting tonight, or like it was earlier tonight, and we had to dress up for that. So I went as Luke Danes from Gilmore Girls. I had like the jeans on with the flannel and the backwards hat, and I like drew on like his beard with makeup, and it was so convincing. I feel like I did a good job, but it was also like kind of embarrassing. I had a mug with like cherry cola in it because I don't drink coffee, and I needed to have like something that resembled coffee, so I did that. I feel like it was good. It was just like anybody who didn't get the costume was, it was like embarrassing to be around because I was like, I was dressed up as like a 40-year-old man, but I mean, it worked. Tomorrow, I think I'm planning on going to Wilf's tomorrow. Wilf's is having like a themed Halloween night, and I'm gonna go as Britney Spears. I had everything in my closet that to do like Britney Spears from the Baby One More Time. Is that it? I hope that's it. I had everything except for the gray cardigan, so I had to go grab that, and I got it like about an hour ago, so I'm all set for tomorrow. And Saturday night was good. Me and my friends went, we went out for a bit, and then we like played like Cards Against Humanity, but it was like Harry Potter Cards Against Humanity, which like, I know, nerd. But it was actually so much funnier because like the cards were specific, so like to like the films and stuff. So it was like, it was way funnier than normal Cards Against Humanity. And wrapping this up, I hope everybody was safe this past weekend, and I hope everybody had a good time. Halloween, I love Halloween. It's literally my favorite holiday. So I was super happy, and I'm happy that it's still going. Halloween being like an entire 4 days here is so much better than the one day Halloween we had in high school. And now we're going to move on to Taylor Swift night. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to rank the albums. This is my personal ranking. I hope you enjoy. My favorite album is Red. Red Taylor's version. Yeah, I absolutely love it. I'm going to go into detail about like every single album. So I'm just going to list my favorite ones right now, and then we can go into some more detail right after. So my favorite album's Red, Red Taylor's version, and then 1989 Taylor's version. Evermore, Speak Now, Lover. Number 6 is Reputation. 7 is Folklore. Then Midnights, Fearless, and then Debut. All right, so now we're going to go into some specific detail about each of the albums. We're going to talk a little bit about Taylor. I'm so excited. So we're going in order of release according to the original versions, not the Taylor's versions. So it's going to go like Debut, Fearless, Speak Now, Red, 1989, so on and so on. Starting with Debut, I absolutely love Debut. We were just listening to Picture to Burn. That was the first song that was playing, which is such an unhinged song. We're going to get a little bit into that in a minute. But so when she released Debut, Taylor Swift was 16 years old. So she has like, she's from Tennessee. That's where she was when she released it. And she has the like the cutest country accent. And I absolutely love it, which honestly, I'm going to be a little bit sad when Taylor does finally re-record it. Like, I'm happy she's re-recording it, but we're gonna lose like 16-year-old Taylor's voice. And I'm super excited for like the vault tracks though. I feel like those vault tracks are gonna like be absolutely crazy. I'm so excited, but I am sad that we are losing the country accent. And honestly, I hope Taylor like pulls out the most convincing country accent for this, because Speak Now, Taylor's version, like, she didn't really have a country accent for that one, so, like, it wasn't super prominent anyways in the, like, normal, like, or not the normal Speak Now, but, like, the original, but, like, she did really lose it, so I really, really hope that she puts on a country accent for Debut. I think that would be, like, so good. My favorite tracks on Debut are Should Have Said No, Picture to Burn, and The Outside. Oh my gosh. So, Should Have Said No, me and my like best friend Hannah, we both loved that song. And then I sang it in the car with like the absolute best country accent ever. It was like fantastic. And Hannah doesn't like the song anymore because apparently my singing wasn't that great and I totally ruined it. But no, I still love that song, and every time it plays, I'll still sing it in my country accent. And that's okay. It really is. So Debut as an album, I feel like, is so unbelievably relatable because Taylor wrote it when she was 16. So for teenagers, it really, like, when I'm listening to it, I can totally relate to everything she's saying. It's got like that teenage angst when like we're all petty and annoyed, and like that's really what it feels like. So I love listening to it. It's like, it's not immature, but it's like immature in a way that it's like a 16-year-old girl's like diary, and I love it. It hurts so much to put it last in my ranking because like I love everything, but Debut is so good. It's just like I love everything like a smidge more, which just like it's down there at number 10, but that's okay. Alrighty. Oh my god. I'm like reading my notes here. Picture to Burn, which is the song that we were just listening to, has some of the most unhinged lyrics, like absolutely crazy. The original lyrics, which I'm not going to restate because they're a little bit controversial. I do love them, but Taylor ended up changing it. But there's one lyric and it says, I wonder if I can recite it. I probably can. It says, go and tell your friends, Oh my God, I can't do it. Something like that you're sorry. Go and say you're sorry to me and my daddy's going to show you how sorry you'll be. Like, absolutely insane. I think that's a line. I kind of blanked for a minute there, but I think that's the one. And anyways, we're moving next to Fearless. Fearless is so good. She, like, Taylor really nailed the Fearless Taylor's version. I love it so much. Like, she did wonderful. And the vault tracks are good. I really like Mr. Perfectly Fine. I think she did a really good job on that one. But the other ones, like, I feel like she has better vault tracks, but, like, I still listen to all the vault tracks. I don't skip any of them. Well, that might be a lie. Sometimes I skip Bye Bye Baby, but other than that, I love all the vault tracks. So my favorite tracks on this album, and by the way, these are not in order, like they're just my top three, but not in any specific order, are The Best Day, Forever and Always, and You're Not Sorry. The Best Day makes me so sad because I think about my childhood and my parents, and I almost cry every single time I listen to that one, so I don't get to listen to it a lot, but I love it so much. Excuse me. Forever and Always it's always gonna hit. Like, that is such a good song. And then You're Not Sorry. You're Not Sorry is like, I don't know why, but, like, I have such a huge attachment to that song because it just, like, it's one of those songs that you listen to when you're, like, when you're, like, upset about something or you're angry, and it's just so relatable. And I've always thought, I don't know if I'm right, but I've always connected You're Not Sorry and Should Have Said No, because they kind of remind me of, like, the same situation of being, like, cheated on and then them apologizing and you're saying, like, no, you should have said no, and, like, you're not actually sorry. So I usually connect those two, but I love both of them. Fearless as an album, like, just makes me want to dance so much. Like, it is, it has, like, the nicest vibes, you know? Like, especially Fearless, like, the song, which I think is the first track on the album. Every single time that I hear that song, it puts me in a good mood. And I always want to get up and dance and scream the song. And, like, it's the whole, like, dancing in the rain. And then, obviously, You Belong With Me and Love Story. Absolutely iconic. When we were at the Eras Tour movie, when Fearless started, that is when everybody started to dance and, like, get up and sing and everything. Like, Fearless is what did that for us. And, it like, it's so wholesome with everybody. And I also think, like, if I could go to, like, any of the concerts, if I could go back, I would 100% want to see the Fearless concert. Like, first of all, the Forever and Always performance, I watch it on YouTube all the time. Taylor was absolutely feral. Like, she was whipping her hair around like there was literally no tomorrow. She threw, like, a giant red chair off the stage and then slid down, like, a fire pole. And then she, like, completely fell and wiped out, and she still kept going with the song. Like, it was absolutely crazy. She was a menace. I love it. I wish I could have seen that, but I would have been way too young to have seen it. So, like, whenever I watch the Eras Tour, like, the Fearless part always makes me so happy. I love the dress. I wish I could wear that dress to the Eras Tour, but it's in November, and I'm going to be freezing cold. So I don't think that's actually going to work that well, but that's okay. And the heart thing, oh my god. So she, I don't know if everybody knows this, but at her concert in the Fearless era, she used to, like, hold her hands up in a heart, and everybody else in the audience would do it. And she started doing that in the Eras Tour, and we all did it at the Eras Tour movie, and it's, like, the sweetest thing. And also when she's performing, she does, like circle, like, she's, like, spins in circles and, like, dances with her guitar, and it's literally so sweet because it's, like, the exact same as when she was, like, an 18-year-old girl touring. And oh my goodness, Fearless, all the feels. So moving on to Speak Now. I think that Speak Now, we're going through this so fast. Oh my goodness, I thought this would take me longer. I guess I just talk really, really fast. That's okay, because I do have some music that I'm gonna play for some of these. So Speak Now, I think, is definitely her best album, and it's not my favorite. Like, I said that really funny. I love Speak Now, but it's, like, it's not my favorite album, but I definitely think that it's her best, especially since she wrote the whole thing on her own when she was 19 years old, like, no help from anybody. What happened was everybody was coming after her songwriting, saying that she wasn't writing all her stuff and that she was a bad songwriter, so she chose to write the next album literally completely on her own. And, like, I think it is so cool. She definitely proved everybody wrong, because the album was a huge success and it was all, like, written by her, which is, like, so impressive too, because most people use, like, at least two collaborators for every single song. Like, you don't realize that almost all the music you listen to isn't solely like, written by the artist. Like, everybody has people that help them write. And the fact that she did this entire album by herself when she was 19 is so cool. So she wrote, the album was, like, inspired a lot by John Mayer and Taylor Lautner. Now, we love, love, love Taylor Lautner. He is such a sweet guy. John Mayer got the song Dear John, which is, like, absolutely crazy. Dear John, it's alleged to be about John Mayer, and it's in the style of John Mayer's song, and it's called Dear John. So she writes this song in the same style that John Mayer writes all of his songs, and it's trashing a guy named John. And so John Mayer tried to sue her for this, for, like, deflamation. I don't know if that's the word, but and then at her concert right after, she sang the song "You're So Vain," which is so crazy and iconic. I can't even begin to describe it, like, literally. So that's that little story behind there. My favorite tracks on Speak Now are Haunted, Enchanted, and Last Kiss. And I had to throw back to December in there, even though I was only doing my top three, because Speak Now, I just, like, it was so hard to even pick four. And we are missing a couple that I really love in that top section, but that's okay. So Haunted, I have a fun story about Haunted. Haunted is the song that I always play in the car, like, super loud. Whenever my mom's car has the, like, greatest sound system, so whenever I go in there, I, like, crank it up all the way, and, like, because Haunted sounds so cool. I love it so much. Or, like, if somebody is, like, play me a Taylor Swift song, or, like, sometimes in my dad's car, when he's, like, play me a Taylor Swift song that I'm not gonna totally hate, I usually pick Haunted, because it's got, like, the super, super cool instrumentals. Or, like, if we're adding, like, if a bunch of people are collaborating on a playlist, I'll pick Haunted, because it's just one of those songs that is so good that so many people can appreciate. So I usually choose that one. It is, like, my go-to. Another fun fact, which, if I remember this correctly, I was panicking a lot when it happened, so it could be, like, a little bit wrong, but if I remember correctly, I did crash my car into my garage while Haunted was playing. I drove right into it, and I'm pretty sure this was the song that was on. I think I remember singing it. So I don't know if you guys remember, but a while back there was a trend on TikTok where it was like, I can't listen to this song anymore, and then you would move the slide and they would show the picture of, like, the accident, and it's like, that's why. I really wanted to do one of those, but I don't think I ended up doing that. But I always thought about it, that Haunted was playing when I did that. So moving on, I was really stressed about that for a while, but, like, accidents happen. It was an accident. We got it fixed. And now it's a really funny story that I tell people, like, oh yeah, I crashed the car into the garage. The car had literally not a scratch, but the garage was, like, the garage door was done for. We had to get a total new one. So moving on, we're going to talk about Long Live and how it's not on the set list of, the Eras Tour movie, and how that's absolutely a crime. I am going to quickly play a little bit of Long Live for you guys so you can hear this masterpiece of a song on Speak Now Taylor's version, and then we're going to come back and do a little bit more. We're going to switch this up. I'm going to finish talking about Speak Now, and then I'm going to play Long Live for you guys, and then we're going to go into Red Taylor's version. So, the vault tracks on Speak Now are Electric Touch, which is so overhated, by the way. Everybody puts Electric Touch at, like, the bottom of their list. I think it's fantastic. When Emma Falls in Love, truly beautiful. Cleopatra in New York? Oh my god. If that's wrong, I'm so sorry, but, no, it's If Cleopatra Grew Up in a Small Town. She's so New York when she's in LA. Yes, beautiful. I Can See You. We're going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. Castles Crumbling is probably my favorite vault track. It gets stuck in my head all the time, and I just love it. Foolish One, so relatable. And then Timeless is truly just timeless. The I Can See You music video is everything, and if you haven't seen it, I suggest going to watch it, like, literally right after this show. It is so unbelievably good, and it's got Taylor Lautner and two other co-stars that were in, I think, the Mean music video in, like, 2010, 2011, so all those two girls who were in that video and Taylor Lautner are all in this video. And the Easter eggs in the video are, like, so good. Easter eggs is, like, basically a clue. If you're not familiar with Taylor, she plants them literally all over everything she does. And, like, the video is just fantastic. So if you haven't seen it, definitely go watch it. Ours is one of the original deluxe tracks, and that song reminds me of my childhood so much. Like, I remember the first time I heard it after I, like, hadn't listened to it in forever. And I had to, like, do a double take because I was like, oh, my God, I remember this from when I was a kid. And it was, like, I listened to it a few times and it was just crazy. A lot of people hate on ours. It's so funny, too, because ours and Dear John were literally, like, both written about the same person. And ours is, like, the sweetest love song. And Dear John just, like, absolutely destroys this person. But, no, ours is such a sweet song. And I definitely love that one. It's, like, it's in probably my, oh, I don't want to say top five. It's probably in top seven. Like, it is one of my favorites. And then, finally, I'm going to talk a little bit about the album cover. The album cover I love so much. Before 1989 Taylor's version, like, the album cover for that, this one was my favorite because she looks so unbelievably gorgeous in the purple dress, and I love how she's, like, facing the other way, but it's, like, it's the same, but it's different, and she's so beautiful, and I truly think that, like, the photographer's rent was due, like, they were serving. Anyways, we're gonna listen to about half of Long Live, and then I'm going to come back and talk about Red. I am so sorry to cut Long Live short, but we are going to keep going. We're listening now. We're going to start talking about Red. Red Taylor's version, which is my favorite album. I'm so excited. So I always associate Red with, like, the fall season. So right now, like, it is in its prime. It has been, like, the fall weather's been nice. It was so unbelievably cold today, though. It was, like, -5, and it started to snow in Waterloo today. I did not enjoy that. But Red, I've been listening to Red nonstop in the fall because it's, like, it's such a fall album. I can't even associate it with anything else. Like, it's fall. It's got a lot of, like, it's such a mix. It's got, like, all the good sad, like, in your feels songs, and then it's also got, like, the most pop hit songs ever. Like, you could be listening to Sad, Beautiful, Tragic and absolutely crying your eyes out, and then all of a sudden 22 comes on and you're dancing in your kitchen. It's really, like, you get, like, whiplash from the songs. Oh my goodness. So Begin Again, I wonder if we can find it. I'm going to play it for you guys really quickly because one of my favorite lyrics in the entire Red album is on the song Begin Again. And she goes, break and burn and end. That's, like, the part. I don't know why I keep blanking on these lyrics, guys. I swear I know them. But we are going to play a little bit of that and then we're going to come back. Okay, so the line is, thinking all love ever does is break and burn and end. And every single time that plays, I literally scream it because it is one of my favorite Taylor Swift lyrics of all time. I absolutely love it. So my favorite songs on Red are The Lucky One, which is my favorite song of all time by Taylor. I love it so much. Treacherous and I Bet You Think About Me. Treacherous is, like, the bridge of Treacherous is everything to me. Like, that was for a while my number one surprise song that I wanted from Taylor Swift. Like, I wish it was in the set list. I think it would be so cool to hear that part of, like, Treacherous in the set list, but unfortunately it's not one of, like, the popular pop tracks, so it did not make it, but I wanted that one so badly. And then I Bet You Think About Me is, like, it's from the vault. Like, it's crazy how much I love that song. Like, it's literally so good. So Sad, Beautiful, Tragic. We're, like, I'm going to try and do this briefly, but I have so much to say about this album. Sad, Beautiful, Tragic is one of the songs that I think absolutely, like, devoured in the Taylor's version. Like, it was a good song in the regular version, like, the original. But Taylor's version just brought it to, like, a whole new level, and it is so much better now. I love it so much. All Too Well 10-minute version. Fun fact, for, like, the first few months, I actually, like, didn't listen to it that much. Excuse me. And I would, like, literally swear by the All Too Well 5-minute version. Like, I was like, it's better. Like, All Too Well 10-minute version is so overrated. And then I actually started listening to it, and I loved it more than anything. All Too Well 10-minute version is so good. Like, it deserves the hype it gets. It's wonderful. The ending always makes me sad, but, like, it's okay because the whole song you scream and then you get to kind of, like, reminisce in it in the end. It's wonderful. Also, I never knew that All Too Well was originally 10 minutes. Like, I thought that, like, I learned it and I was like, oh no, she probably just added more extra lyrics, but she actually had to cut it down from a 10-minute song because they were like, 10 minutes is never going to do well on your album. And then here we are, a 10-minute song that is absolutely breaking records. Literally crazy. And then there's the music video. I remember watching the music video, the first thing I was thinking of was the fact that Sadie Sink and Dylan O'Brien are like 10 years apart in age, and I was like, that's so weird. And then I realized the meaning and I was like, oh, so that was intentional. And like, the music video is so good, and it, like, I can't watch it that often though, because like, that scene in the kitchen makes me so angry, and it's like, I get so mad at all the gaslighting, and I'm like, no, I literally can't. But I love, like, I love the video. It's done so unbelievably well. It just makes me really sad. So I can't watch it all the time. The Last Time is another song I wanted to mention. This is my favorite song on Red to absolutely cry to, especially in the car. I love screaming this one at the top of my lungs when I'm sad. And I feel like it's like the most underrated collab, like, ever. Like, it does not get quite enough love as it deserves. I truly think that this one is better than Exile. I know a lot of people are probably going to disagree with that, but like, I love The Last Time. I think it's everything. I wrote down some lyrics. Okay, the lyric from this one that I like is everything is, you wear your best apology, but I was there to watch you leave. It's perfect. 10 out of 10 song. So Red also has literally top tier vault tracks. The vault tracks are Better Man, Nothing New. Nothing New is everything, by the way. It is so good. Babe has the best bridge. It is like one of my favorite bridges by Taylor is in Babe. Message in a Bottle, I Bet You Think About Me. Forever Winter I cannot listen to without thinking of Ginny and Marcus from Ginny and Georgia. Like, I'm convinced that she, like, predated it, and that song was literally written about them. Like, crazy. Run, I over-listened to Run so much. I used to listen to it a lot, and now I can't listen to it anymore because I listen to it way too much. The Very First Night is always good, and then All Too Well 10-minute version, obviously. She released 9 vault tracks for Red. Like, usually all the other ones have like 4 or 5, and she did 9 for Red. She was like absolutely giving, and that makes Red a 30 track album. Like, that is insane. I have like the record of it, and it's literally 4 vinyls because it's such a long album. Finally, I think the last thing I'm going to talk about for Red is State of Grace, which is the opener for that album. I think State of Grace is my favorite opener out of all the albums. I literally think it's perfect. And one of my favorite like lyrics or like mentions is like the Achilles heel. She says, you're my Achilles heel. And it's basically referring to him as her weakness. And like, as like someone who's like, the Song of Achilles is my favorite book. So I absolutely love that lyric. And now we are going to move on to 1989, Taylor's version. What the heck? It literally just dropped on Friday, Thursday. It was like Friday at midnight, so Thursday night. I listened to the whole album right as it came out. I was dancing in my dorm room. Like, I listened to Shake It Off, I think, third, and I like full on danced to that song. And then I was like so tired trying to get through the rest of them because I had just been jumping around. I feel bad for the person who like lives directly under me because I was going crazy. So it did just drop on Friday, October 27th. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. It's literally so unbelievably good. Best pop album ever. So the first song I listened to was Style. I don't know why I chose Style because it's like not one of my favorite songs. Like, I love it. It's just not one of my favorites. But I put on Style and I really loved it. I didn't even like notice the differences the first time I listened to it. And then I went to TikTok and everybody was complaining about style. And I re-listened to it again, and I was like, oh, okay, I see it. But I still love it. So the song, like, the intro to the song was just a little bit flat. It didn't have, like, the bounciness it used to. And I saw somebody on TikTok, like, say this, and it completely, like, it's literally, this is the explanation. It makes so much sense. So Style, Taylor's version, is like the intro is like waking up to an alarm, and Style original version is like waking up to the sun. And I heard that and I was like, yeah, that's exactly right. That's how I feel. It's like there's just something like a little bit different about it that changes like the entire feeling of it. But like I still loved it. I didn't even notice when I was first playing it because I was so excited. So like it's still a good song. Same with New Romantics. New Romantics, I still feel like, was great, but a lot of people didn't like the fact that, she goes, and it was a lot quieter in the Taylor's version than it used to be, so that was throwing people off a bit, but I still feel like that one was done really well. I've been talking about this with my best friend Hannah a lot. We were talking about it yesterday, about all the songs we like, and we both agree that I Wish You Would absolutely served. It was so good. I Wish You Would is one of those songs that, like, every single time I listen to it, I, like, remember how good it is. Like, when you're thinking about it, you're like, oh, yeah, I Wish You Would is good. And then you listen to it, and you're like, oh, my God, this song is fantastic. And then I Know Places, that bridge was elevated so much. Same with, like, Sad, Beautiful, Tragic from the last album. This is one of those songs that just got so much better. Like, it's crazy. I have so many notes for 1989. That's, oh my goodness. Going to the cover. The cover is my favorite. The only thing that I would change about the cover is the fact that, one, there's, like, a border around it, and that she put 1989 on the cover. Because none of the other albums that she's re-recorded, she's put, the title of it on there, so it would be like super cohesive if she left the title off. But like the photo of her is like so, like, it's radiant, it's beautiful. So I can't really be mad because I think that's my new favorite album cover of hers. It's so pretty. Okay, back to the songs. We took a little break there. Shake It Off absolutely killed it. Like I said, I danced in my room at 1 a.m. to this song, went absolutely crazy, was singing, was dancing. I asked my roommate the next morning, I'm like, could you hear me? And she was like, no, I couldn't, sorry about that. But it was good because I was really worried that I was going to be like way too loud, and I wasn't, so that's good. Out of the Woods is one of my favorite songs. I grew up not liking it because like my mom hated it, so we never listened to it, so I was just like, oh, we don't like that song. And then I ended up starting to listen to it, and I ended like, I love it, it is so good. So my favorite line in Out of the Woods is, the monsters turned out to be just trees. And I actually really want to get a tattoo of like a tree or like a forest, because that line just means so much to me. So I think when I end up getting my first tattoo, it's probably going to be based off of that, which means a lot to me. And then moving on, next song, Blank Space. Blank Space used to be my favorite on the album, and I remember I posted like an album ranking, and my friend Hannah, like, she was literally like, I can't believe like I'm friends with you, this is crazy, your ranking is horrible. And my ranking has changed since, but Blank Space is still a bop, and it's always going to be. Like, I can't pretend that it's not a great song. Oh my god, yeah. So same with Shake It Off. I wrote, if Shake It Off has zero friends, then if Shake It Off has zero fans, then I am dead. It is so unbelievably overhated, and life is too short to pretend that I don't like Shake It Off. No, it's amazing, and I don't care that it is like the most popular song and that everybody hates on it. I love Shake It Off. It is wonderful. Also, the whole Sweeter Than Fiction. So Sweeter Than Fiction is released only at Target, and we can't listen to it, which I don't really understand, because why wouldn't she want everybody to be able to listen to the Taylor's version of the song? why only release that in Target? Because then everybody else all over the world still has to, like, listen to the stolen one, which doesn't really make sense to me, but I'm hoping that she'll release it soon. You Are In Love is another bonus track from the album. It's not a vault track. It was just on the original deluxe. That one is beautiful, absolutely breathtaking. Clean, which was one of my old favorites. I think I'm the only one who I've seen say this. Everybody else, like, absolutely loves it, but I thought Clean sounded, like, a little bit weird. Maybe it'll grow on me. I just need to listen to it a bit more, but I was kind of sad about that. My favorite tracks on this album are Out of the Woods, I Wish You Would, and You Are In Love. And then the bonus tracks on this one were, I don't know if I can say this. Please beat me out if I can't, but Slut, and it was literally a love song. Nobody was expecting it. And then she posted, like, lyrics on her Instagram story before it came out, and the lyrics were, Aquamarine, Moonlit Swimming Pool, What If, All I Need Is You. And all of those, like, little phrases were written in different handwriting in different colors. So we all thought that those were, like, collab songs. And then it ended up, like, we were literally just spiraling, making all this, like, trying to convince ourselves that they were Easter eggs and they were just lyrics. So we were all clowning there. But, you know, it's, like, it's a really good song. And then we have Say Don't Go, which is my favorite. Now That We Don't Talk, one of the stick-out lines in this one is, I don't need to pretend I like acid rock, which I think is so funny. And people keep using that, like, lyric in TikTok, saying, like, I don't need to pretend I like this and this and this. And it's, like, it's absolutely hilarious. Suburban Legends is really good. It kind of sounds like Mastermind on the Midnights album, which a lot of people have commented on. And then Is It Over Now? She killed it. This song is so good. And it's funny because Is It Over Now is, like, the last track on the album, so she kind of wanted it to be, like, a play on words, like, is the album over now? Like, is it over? And I think that is absolutely genius. And now we are going to move on to Reputation. I'm going to speed up because we have 20 minutes left of the show, which is literally crazy. I feel like I've been in here for, like, 10 minutes, but no, time flies when you're on the radio. So I went to the Reputation tour, and I, like, it was the greatest day of my life. My coworker always says to me, she goes, oh, like, you're gonna go to this place and have the best day ever. Like, it is going to be the most memorable moment of your life. And I'm like, no, I went to the Taylor Swift concert. Nothing is topping that. Truly the best day ever. I did something bad. Was so unbelievably crazy. Best song from that whole thing. I cannot believe that it is not in the Eras Tour set list. Like, that is crazy to me. I'm gonna play, no, I'm not gonna play I Did Something Bad. I'm gonna play a different song for you guys in, like, a minute. But seriously, I would totally recommend going to YouTube and searching up I Did Something Bad Reputation Tour, because that song is so unbelievably crazy, and she completely delivered. It was great. So my favorite tracks on this album are Don't Blame Me, which has been my favorite since it was released, and it just got really popular, so a lot of people are saying it's overrated now, but I still love it. Call It What You Want is forever timeless. It's wonderful. And Look What You Made Me Do, which is so overhated. And again, like, Shake It Off, I will defend that song until I die. The story of Reputation is that Taylor was being called a snake by basically everybody on the internet. And hashtag Taylor Swift is over party was, like, the number one thing on Twitter. So Taylor basically deleted all presence of herself off of social media. All her posts, her profile pictures, like, all of her accounts. Her accounts were still there. There was just nothing on them. And then she drops, like, Reputation. She drops the Look What You Made Me Do music video with the song, and she takes everybody calling her a snake and she rebrands that into the album. So the snake is, like, basically, like, the theme of it, and she takes that away from them and makes it her own thing, which is awesome. The Look What You Made Me Do, like, video is literally absolutely iconic. Like, nothing can top that. And then she, like, shows all of her old eras in the video, and it's just, like, the best revenge song ever. Like, I think it's perfect. And The part, so this is like another song, obviously it's overhated, but the part in the bridge where nobody is speaking right before she says the line, "I'm sorry, the old Taylor can't come to the phone right now." That part of the song is literally the greatest thing to ever exist. And like, that's my 100% correct opinion, because literally it's the best thing ever. And I'm going to play that for you guys. I need to, hopefully find the right part. So if it skips a little, that's why. But I want you guys to listen to this, because whenever I listen to it, I literally turn it all the way up and I just stay silent because it's so unbelievably cool. But I'm going to play that really quickly right now, and then we're going to talk about Lover. That part, like right before she says, "I'm sorry," like that music part, oh my god, gives me chills every single time. Okay, so we have 13 minutes to get through Lover, Folklore, Evermore, and Midnights. So we're going to speed this up and we're going to get through it. I believe in us. So Lover, I feel like, has literally the best vibes ever. Like cotton candy, pink, happy vibes. I like the whole album, just makes me so happy. My favorite songs from Lover are Lover, Death by a Thousand Cuts, and Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince. The Death by a Thousand Cuts bridge is so unbelievably fantastic, and that is one of the songs that I play religiously in the car and just absolutely scream it. So another song, I just have like a few songs that I'm going to mention, and then we're going to move on to Folklore. So next we have It's Nice to Have a Friend. Now this song is usually like listed lower on people's rankings, but I really love it because it's so, like, it's so calm and beautiful, and it's just one of those songs that's so mesmerizing to listen to, and like, I feel like most people don't truly appreciate that song because I think that it is fantastic, but a lot of people just like, it's like a little bit like calm, it doesn't have a lot of like ups and downs in her vocals, it's very straightforward, so I think a lot of people probably don't like it for that reason, but I love it. Soon You'll Get Better is the designated sobbing song, which I don't think I've mentioned this, but every single album has like one song that is just like absolutely gut-wrenching. Debut is Tied Together with a Smile. Fearless is The Best Day. Oh my goodness. Speak Now is Last Kiss. Red is Ronin. 1989 is Clean. Reputation is New Year's Day. Lover is Soon You'll Get Better. Folklore is debatable, but I said it was Exile. Evermore is Marjorie, and then Midnights is Bigger Than the Whole Sky. And all of those songs are literally like the saddest songs you'll ever listen to. So Soon You'll Get Better makes me sob every single time. Fun fact, moving on to the next one, I Forgot That You Existed, which is the opener of the Lover album, is actually my least favorite song by Taylor. I don't like particularly dislike it. I also don't like it. I think that's like one of the only songs that I will like skip almost every single time. Me, on the other hand, Me is so overhated, and every single time it comes on, I sing my heart out. I love it. I think it's great, but I don't know why everybody hates on Me. I feel like it's such a fun, cute little song. And then finally, we have The Archer, which is the last song I'm going to mention. The Archer is like a song about anxiety, and it's like, it's one of my favorites. Actually, it might beat out Miss Americana in my top three. I feel like The Archer is definitely up there. I used that song as like the inspiration for a school project that I did in grade 12. I did a whole seminar comparing Taylor Swift music to King Lear, and that was like, I had to connect both of those to the theme of like anxiety. So I did that song, and that like, it's so beautiful, but like, oh my goodness, the accuracy of that song is like scary. It puts you in your feels. It's the perfect anxiety song. I think I also did Out of the Woods and Right Where You Left Me for that one. So she sings about more than just love, guys, and she is amazing. So, moving on to Folklore. Folklore, as an album, I think is literally perfect. Like, the writing and the instrumentals and the execution, like, it's everything. Now, the reason why it's so low on my list, I have it at number 7, it's just like the vibe. Like, I prefer pop music, but like every single song on Folklore is like literally a 10 out of 10. But like deep down, sometimes I think that it's only so low because everybody else rates it so high. So I have to like even it out. But like, I absolutely love the album. It's just that I love all the albums. So the mathematical ranking, which is basically where you like rank all of the songs at a 10 and then like found the average, it was Folklore was tied at the top. So like the songs themselves are top tier. It's just like as an album in a whole, like the vibes, I put it down at 7. My favorite songs are Cardigan, Illicit Affairs, and Exile. The last Great American Dynasty is so close to the top. If you haven't listened to that song, please listen to it and listen to the bridge. It is so, so good. Like, the bridge, the first time I listened to it, I was absolutely gobsmacked. It was fantastic. Taylor in this album does a lot of storytelling, too. She said in her concert that, like, she pictured herself in, like, a cabin in the woods while she was, like, writing it. And I'm like, that is the, like, coolest thing ever. And I was going to explain the whole love triangle between Betty, August, and James, which are characters that she made up. But I don't think we have time to do that today, so I would recommend going to listen to the songs Cardigan, which is Betty's song, Betty, which is James's song, and August, and kind of like piecing together that story for yourself, because it is so creative, and it is such a nice story. I actually wrote a short story in my writing class in grade 12 on like the Betty, Augustine, and James love triangle, and it turned out really well. It's such a beautiful narrative that she writes, so I would definitely recommend going to listen to that. We are going to move on to Evermore now. Evermore and Folklore are like sister albums, so they have like the same vibes. Evermore is also commonly referred to as the Forgotten album, and it's basically like this ongoing gag that Taylor like disregards Evermore entirely and like she doesn't acknowledge its existence. And actually in her tour, she was like, hey guys, like, I know Evermore exists, despite what everybody thinks. I do acknowledge this album. It was really funny. So my favorite songs on the album are Cowboy Like Me, Dorothea, and Champagne Problems. Cowboy Like Me, oh my god, it is such a beautiful, unbelievable, like, it is such a beautiful song. And I have a lyric, now you hang from my lips like the gardens of Babylon, and the history kid inside of me loves that line more than anything. I remember the first time I heard it, I literally gasped because I was like, that's crazy. Oh my goodness, history. So Dorothea is my favorite on the album, and it's actually a pretty unpopular song. Like, I remember seeing it in like a list of like Taylor's worst songs, and I was like, are you kidding me? Dorothea is in my top 5 Taylor's of songs of all time. I think it's one of the most beautiful songs ever written, and if you haven't heard it, go listen to it. Next we have Champagne Problems. I think Champagne Problems is where Taylor is at her best lyrically. Like, that is her best written song. It is so unbelievably good and so heart, like, gut-wrenching. I love Champagne Problems. It is, like, it's fantastic. 10 out of 10, no notes. Nobody, No Crime is also fantastic. I really want Nobody, No Crime to appear in the A Good Girl's Guide to Murder TV series. If you haven't heard of that, it's basically a book series, and it's about a murder. And this girl is trying to solve this murder, and I've read all 3 books multiple times. I love them so much, and I think Nobody, No Crime would literally be perfect in the set list. So, Holly Jackson, if you're listening, yeah, if you're listening, please, please put Nobody, No Crime in the set list. I want to hear that so bad. It's literally perfect. So for the Eras tour, I was actually thinking of doing like one of the Willow costume from like the dancing, like witch ritual thing that she does in the Eras tour, because I already have the green cape. I realized that I had it from like an old Harry Potter costume, so it's literally perfect, and it's going to be warm since it's in November. So I think I'm going to end up doing that. I'm so excited to like piece it all together, but we are going to move on to Midnights. So, Midnights is her most recent new album, so not a re-recording. It came out last October, which I cannot believe it's already been a year. I think that's literally insane. It's also really hated. For some reason, everybody puts Midnight's super low in their ranking. And I mean, to be fair, Midnight's is pretty low in my ranking, but I think all of the songs are fantastic. Like, a lot of people do not like the songs, which I think is a little bit crazy because, like, I think all the songs are good. Like, there's, like, one or two songs that I don't completely love, but I don't think any of the songs in Midnight's are bad. My favorite... Oh, my goodness. I didn't write a favorites list. That's okay. But we're going to mention a couple. Snow on the Beach featuring Lana Del Rey is so ethereal and amazing. I love that song so much. Whenever I go home to, like, my mom has, like, huge speakers in our house, and I play it, like, so loud. The neighbors probably, they're probably sick of that song because I literally, it's, like, it's mesmerizing. It's one of the greatest songs I think I've ever heard. The Great War is my favorite bonus track. The first time I heard that, I went literally crazy because I loved it so much. I don't know why. It's just, like, the vibe and the flow of that song is literally perfect. I love it so much. Sweet Nothing is my favorite on the album. I want Sweet Nothing to play at my wedding. 100%. I think that's, like, one of the prettiest songs I've ever heard. I love Sweet Nothing so unbelievably much. And that's another one that's hated a lot. I don't know why people are hating on Sweet Nothing, but I love it. There was also, like, a recent, like, remix that was posted on YouTube, and they posted, like, a dark version of Sweet Nothing. Like, it was in the remix, and it's just, like, a little clip of it, and I really want to hear the whole version of that because it was so cool. Maroon is another really good one. That was originally my favorite when I first listened to it. She has, like, the coolest raspy voice in Maroon, and I think it's, like, it is literally so cool. It's such a different song for Taylor too. Like, it's, like, not her usual vibe. So I was really, like, pleasantly shocked when I listened to that one. A lot of people don't like some of the voice effects that they use in, like, Midnight Rain and Labyrinth. I actually think that they're kind of cool, but they got a lot of hate for that. But I think it's kind of a slay. I feel like that's an unpopular opinion, though. Dear Reader. Dear Reader is such a good song, and I love it so much. But everybody, like, it is such an underrated song. People just don't like this one for some reason. And there was this theory going around that if Dear Reader was a track five, basically Taylor's track fives are, like, all, like, the, like, special emotional ones that, like, mean a lot to her. And if she put Dear Reader in track five, like, I think that everybody would love it. Like, I think they would love it so much if it was a track five, just for the fact that it was a track five. But they're only hating on it because, like, it's not. There's also the line, like, bend when you can, snap when you have to. And that line, like, I was trying to place it for so long, but it's literally Legally Blonde. Like, bend and snap. And I kept thinking about that, and I think that's so crazy. Like, when I finally put it together, I was like, whoa, like, what is that connection? That's crazy. Next, okay, we have 1 minute. We're getting through this, guys. Hits Different was a bonus track, and it is so unbelievably vibey. It's the best thing. Like, go listen to Hits Different when you want to have a good time. That song is fantastic. It's one of my favorites. Next, we have You're Losing Me, which is not released. I can only listen to it on, like, TikTok vinyls, which is so sad because You're Losing Me is, like, it's one of my favorite songs that's on there, and it makes me so sad that she hasn't released it. So I'm hoping that she's gonna release it soon. And finally, we're gonna end with Karma featuring Ice Spice, which wasn't actually my favorite. I did love the music video, though. The only thing about the music video was the fact that Taylor's part was so intricate, and Ice Spice had, like, no fun transitions or anything. Like, she was just sitting there the whole time. But overall, I feel like that's a hot take. I don't know. So, it is 11 o'clock now. I just talked for a full hour about Taylor Swift. I could probably talk for longer because we skipped so much important details. But it is time for me to log off. I hope you guys enjoyed this, like, little deep dive. It's, like, a pretty shallow dive, but into Taylor Swift's discography. I definitely enjoyed talking about it and writing the script for this week. I hope you guys all have such a wonderful night, and I will see you next week. Bye!